I could listen to Chris Cornell all day long. And in fact, I might. I might just spend the entire, cancel all my calls and listen to Chris Cornell. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Drive Through HR. We're going to have a wonderful show. We're just really excited to have our guests on the phone. And without any further ado, Marcel, would you do us a favor and introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. Thank you, William. Sure. I'm Marcel Messier. I'm President and CEO of Technomedia, a talent management solution provider. I've been a manager in telecommunication and technology, large organization for 30 years. While I was doing that, I was also chairman of the board of Technomedia. And about 8 years ago, I joined Technomedia as president and CEO. So my experience is both as a practitioner, as a manager, and as a solution provider.
Hi, and you're in Montreal today, so I'm assuming you're at least bilingual, right?
I am at least bilingual, so if you'll excuse my little French accent. My mother tongue is French, so you'll excuse my little French accent.
See, I love the French accent. I think French men get away with murder because of the accent and probably some other things. But I actually a lot of the companies
we'll debate on the other things.
We'll just kind of put that as a side note. But like two of the startups that I advise have French CEOs, and I just get a kick out of them. It's just a different world, and I love the accent. So. Take us into your world. What's top of mind for you these days? What's keeping you up at night?
What's top of mind for me is to be able to provide the organization, the large and medium-sized organization, with the process and the tools that help them address their number one concern is managing their human capital. We just had a recent survey that reaffirmed from the conference board that reaffirmed that the number one challenge for CEO of over 1,000 organization was managing their human capital, and that's should keep us and should. Certainly keeps the CEO awake at night, and my task in life is to help them address that issue with providing them with the right process and the right tool to address that.
You know, I asked a question on Facebook earlier today, Marcel, that if finance is the strategic arm of accounting, assuming accounting is tactics or mostly tactical, and assuming HR is mostly tactical, what's the most strategic aspect of HR? What's, you know, out of all the things that we could possibly be focusing on in HR, where does the C-suite get the most value out of HR? And so, you know, you have a wonderful technology platform that you brought to market. Where do you see the most value in HR?
Yeah, I'll answer your question in a second step. But first step is, to me, why does finance get all this attention? It's because the report they provide data, they provide numbers, they provide information on a monthly basis, on an ongoing basis, and people are spending a lot of time analyzing that information. If only HR could provide one-tenth of that data to the C-suite, they would be more than happy to spend even more time into managing their human capital and addressing their number one priority. So that's not answering your question, but it's addressing the link or the parallel between HR and finance and the challenges that exist at the C-suite to get the executive attention on the HR issues. But back to the number one concern is having the right people at the right place at the right time in the right number. And to accomplish that, and the key process, I would say, to start collecting data or providing data on that is to have a well-organized performance management process, which is the key process that feeds a lot of the HR elements and HR considerations.
That's great. Well, Marcel, while you were talking about data and metrics, we would like to ask this question, like, what are some skills that you think HR should learn in order to do a better job when it comes to workforce planning?
To do your work, I'll backtrack to that and tell you that to do the workforce planning, the first element, again, that you have to do is to do your performance management process that provides you the data on various aspects of your workforce to be able to assess those resources. And your performance management should include not only a cascading goal process to make sure that all the resources are aligned to some common goals, but also do a competency assessment so you know that you have the right skills, and then you can show and measure those skills and show that you have the right numbers of skills, not only for the current needs, but also for the future evolution, and also to identify your training needs, so you'll have the right technical skills and the right leadership skills to address these needs, and also to identify the employee career aspiration, so you can do career path and you can do succession plans for your employee to ensure sustainability over time.
Great. So for an organization, for our audience, those who are HR, what would be their role when it comes to making a right alignment for all those roles that are within the organization, which is matching to the organizational goal?
The real element to consider is to start from the top, start from the strategic goals of the organization, and cascading those goals, and having all the organization, the managers and employees in cascade, identify their contribution to that goal. So there's a buy-in to that goal, so you get alignment, and when you get this alignment and you therefore have all the employees pushing the wheel in the same direction, you'll realize that you can accomplish great things. It's the analogy is when you have a crisis. If you have a crisis, everybody all of a sudden aligned to that resolution of the crisis. The issue is very clear. There's no other hidden agenda, and everybody is focusing on solving that crisis, and you realize that the organization can do wonderful things and very, very quickly address issues that are needed to solve the crisis. So alignment will accomplish that, and to get this alignment, if you cascade common goals and cascade that all the way through the organization, and you measure that progress on the deliverables and the accomplishment that you're making and the progress that you're making to achieve those goals, you'll achieve a fantastic results.
Marcel, there's a lot of ways to take technology to the market. There's strings of acquisition, cobbling together technology. There's and working on integrations. There's, you know, kind of single sign-on, one code base approaches to technology. How much should HR care about how technology is made? How much should they kind of learn about how the technologies are made behind the veil? And how much should that factor into their purchasing decision?
Unfortunately, they have to know a little bit, but they should put themselves into a position to only know what is required. And if you look at a cloud solution or a SaaS solution, they have to know very, very little about the technology itself, but they have to understand the power of the tool and be able to exploit the power of the tool or the solution so that they manage properly their process. So it's not really technology, but it's understanding the solution, the functionality that are at hand, and the result and the data they can extract from that and do the proper analysis. So much more time into making sure that the process is delivered, that the employees are using the tool and doing the change management and not spending time on technology per se.
So big data is both hype and myth and reality. What are you seeing from some of your clients and some of the folks that you care deeply about in HR? What are some of the wins that they're seeing out of quote-unquote big data?
The advantage of having a solution in place is first, and if you have an integrated solution, so you have out of the same solution your employee profile, you have out of the same solution your recruitment needs, out of that same solution your performance and your goals and your competency, you know, all this data out of a unique solution, you can do the analysis of the data that are extracted from one single solution. So you don't have to learn the intricacies of a reporting tool that is done one way or another way. You get it all from one source. And if you are able to extract that information, you can have a very interesting dialogue with your managers, with your internal customers, which are the managers, and also with the C-suite, if as they are planning their next move and they are planning their next strategy.
That's great. Well, I was talking to one of my friends who happens to be an HR person, and in her organization, they are trying to purchase HR technology solutions. They're in the initial stage into the first step of buying APIs and then many more to come, like performance management system and succession planning and whatnot. So what are some of the challenges of not having an integrated talent management solution in an organization?
If you don't, you have this disjointed process. Let me give you an example. Part of your performance process, if you have a complete performance process, you will identify gaps, skill shortage, and if you have an integrated solution, you'll be able to link that to your learning management system. Therefore, at the same time that the manager is doing his assessment, he can identify training activities or actions that are required to help the employees acquire the missing skills or correct some of the shortness that they have as identifying the assessment. And they can do that right away. It's not an exercise that you do once and that then you say, well, we'll discuss later on your training plan or your training needs. You can do that while you're doing the assessment. And that's very powerful because the number of opportunities that you can achieve or convince a manager to sit down with an employee and do an assessment and do a plan in our busy day and age where managers are overwhelmed with challenges and activity, and they have a span of control that has never been seen in the past. You have to optimize their time and their activity, and if you can do that through a tool that create all those links, you can really maximize the efficiency of the process.
Right. So when it comes to, you know, this is all, from an organization point of view, this is a big change that is going to happen. And they implement a new technology or a solution. So when it comes to a change management perspective, what would be the role of an IT department or, let me say, the technology person in that organization? Incorporating all the HR function and business function together and make it as a huge success.
Yeah, the solution that we're providing these days are easy to use. So the change management is not about telling the manager how to use the tool. It's a part of it, but it's only a small part of it because the tool is very intuitive, and they'll find it easy to use. The change management that HR has to do with their manager's community is to really tell them the purpose of the process. What are they trying to accomplish? Why do you have cascaded goal? Why do you need to do a career aspiration assessment? Why do you have common leadership attributes so you have a common culture? It's really the HR aspect of the process implementation that needs to be addressed by the change management. We have experienced the fact that in some organization a couple of years ago, they really thought that the change management or the training that was needed to the manager was to explain to them how the solution is working, where in fact all the questions were about what are they going to do with that data, what is the purpose of collecting this information, confidentiality issue in terms of usage of the data within the organization, all those issues that are more pure HR related than solution and technology oriented.
So let's back up to the purchasing of technology. I gotta ask you, how should HR purchase HR tech? Meaning, what should the process be? Is it RFPs? Is it talking with peers? Like, if you could script how HR actually evaluates and purchases HR tech, how would you script that?
I would say to HR, first define your process. What we find sometimes is that the implementation of the tool is used to define the process, and I think that's the wrong way to look at it. It should be the other way around. Define your process. Get your consensus on not the small all the detail of the process, but the big attributes of the process you want to address, and then select the right tool that will give you a good match to your process, to your need, and that will make the technology a non-issue for yourself because you don't want to get bogged down into technology issue. That's why I believe that a SaaS solution is a very important way to get rid of those technology issue, but define your process first and find the right match, and you'll see that there are solution in the market that will be able to address that. And then get a do your RFP process, get a sandbox where you will be able to really assess whether the tool that you are looking at is addressing your process correctly and have all the attributes that you need for your process. If you don't define the process ahead of time, then your assessment will be biased by a limited information that you'll get based on the demonstration that you'll get of the tool and or the solution.
All right, I want you to put on your futurist hat now. 10 years from now, what will HR tech be like in 10 years?
In 10 years, I think that HR tech will not be tech because I think we will not be talking about technology. We will be more talking about the human will still be human. So we will still have to align resource to manage goals and to address business issues, but we'll be more talking about those aspects than the technology itself. And these issues will be more around having people work together, communicate together, address global issues, because more and more we'll have global challenges. And will be more about the HR itself than about the technology. Community
right.
of interest, how to get the people to select out of the big amount of information that they will still receive, what's wrong and what's of no interest. And continue to work together in achieving the business goals.
That's wonderful. Well, I have a, what would I say? This can be a tricky question, but I'm not sure. But most of the organization right now are building their employer brand, and the target is, you know, to becoming an employer of choice, right? So from a technology perspective, how can these organizations, these HR technology solutions, these organizations can become a technology of choice?
An employer of choice. As we know, despite the fact that the unemployment rate is still high, there's a skill shortage. So we, to address that skill shortage, one way of addressing that is to do retention. And to do retention, two aspects for me are very important and that will make you an employer of choice is to offer a career path to your employee. And to also be sure that they have the proper training for them not only to do their current task but to do future tasks. So you offer that career path and at the same time employees maintain or increase their market value. And if you offer to your employees to maintain or increase their market value and they see a career path within the organization, then they won't be looking outside to be sure that they have a suitable career and they have they are able to maintain and increase their market value. And that's how you become an employer of choice. Also, teamwork, communication, career opportunities, global opportunities, opportunity to be able to voice their concern at the highest level, are all elements that are making an employer of choice an employer of interest to all generations, would it be the X, the Y, or the Z generation? All those generations will have interest into a career and training plans and development plans.
You know, piggybacking off what Nisha said, I'm curious, you run a wonderful HR tech company. Does it influence the way that HR is done within the firm? Like, do you feel even more pressure to do HR correctly or to not make any mistakes or to use your own products? Like, does your HR folks, do you feel like they have any more pressure because y'all service the HR industry?
I think we benefit from all the experience we get by having interaction with all these organizations. We do use our own tools and make sure that we evolve our own tool as we evolve our product. And our employees see all the good and the bad that are happening in the organization that are our customers. So it has an influence on the way we manage resources, and our resources are demanding from us. Of course, it's influenced by that. Does it create pressure? I think we're up to the task. And we're managing our resource to the best of our experience, and our retention rate is still pretty good.
Nice. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left in the show, and I was remiss at the beginning to not get a little bit more information about Technomedia. What part of the market do y'all best serve? What y'all's target customers?
What we offer is a complete suite. That was developed internally, so it's not the result of a series of acquisition. So we offer what we call the entire employee life cycle. We can cover the total employee life cycle within an organization. So we take the employee from when the employee is just a job seeker. We offer a solution to do recruiting, to do onboarding, to do performance management that includes competencies and a development plan and career aspiration. We also do succession plan. We do compensation in terms of addressing the administrative need that arise when you need to attribute bonuses and salary increase. And, of course, all that is linked to a very complete learning management system where we manage all learning activities, would it be online training or in-class training or just mentoring and coaching. So it's a very complete suite with a BI solution that is attached to that can allow the HR resources to extract data not only from the application but also from systems that are that have interfaces to the BI system, as the BI system kind of stand beside the application and can have interaction with all other systems to collect other data and do correlation between talent and sales results, for instance, or talent and needs for the organization in different plants in different countries, and all that on a multilingual platform, of course.
Awesome.
And our target market is large and global enterprise mostly. We go as far as medium-sized enterprise as well.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We have a wonderful show. Marcel, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for taking us into the Technomedia world. We absolutely appreciate it. And everyone have a wonderful day. And thanks again for listening to Drive Through HR. Thanks,
Marcel. Thank you very much.
Okay.